I don't know when was the last time I had a cheesecake. I really miss cheesecake. Can you believe it that the cheesecake was trending this week? Well, we are not there. It's all about team spirit this week, which is brought to you proudly by City Press, your weekly feature one-stop sporting analysis podcast, where everything goes without fear or favor. So the reason I started about cheesecake is because of one Sonia and Matthew Booth, but ours is not about talking about scandals like, you know, people say. On Sunday, this past Sunday, I ran my first half marathon over 3 years since COVID. Unfortunately, it was not on TV, so people couldn't see me, couldn't watch me as I crossed the line. Those who were there witnessed this moment. It's a shame, though, that a big marathon like Soweto Marathon, you know, because of squabbles between the organizers and the Athletics SA, resulted in a blackout, you know. Once again, I think it is a shame that it was not live on TV. It is what it is. But as always, I'm not alone. I'm with my man, the 12 men, a.k.a. Trompies Daniel Mutuahai, who fortunately was there and witnessed that moment when I crossed the finish line in 2 hours, 30 minutes. It's my personal best. I'm not even ashamed to say it. So it's a marathon. Not easy one. Trompies, welcome, my brother.
Thank you, Spirit. Thanks for having me in the house on this rainy day. But Mushito, utswela pele.
Broadcast or non-broadcast of Soweto Marathon, you were closer to the action. You kept a hawk eye on the proceedings. I said it's a shame. Maybe you've got a different take on that one.
Yeah, absolutely. It's a shame, I mean, not to have a landmark event like the Soweto Marathon, which is, by the way, aptly themed the people's race. Because, I mean, you saw the turnout, you were there, you ran the race, the vibe is still there. It is still holding on to its tradition of being the people's race. Like I say, the environment running through, you know, all those other landmarks throughout Soweto. But at the end of the day, I mean, it was disappointing that no one could follow the action live on TV, because we are here sitting here. It's all about the egos between the leadership of the sport from Athletics South Africa's side. You know, there is a dispute between them and the Soweto Marathon Trust, who believe that, I mean, they should have had the slice of the broadcast rights cake, because remember, Athletics SA signed with SuperSport, who are the exclusive broadcast rights holders. But SuperSport themselves, they held back because of this dispute with the Soweto Marathon Trust, who believe that they could have negotiated separately with SABC to show the race so that they can also have something from the broadcast rights fees.
Well, let's hope it's a lesson learned, and then next time sanity will prevail. Your people will be able to watch us and me in particular in action, because I'm going back next day. I want to better my time. MTN 8, Wafa Wafa. Last week we said, is it a chance for Mponchane to redeem himself? Lo and behold, he was not there. We saw the return of Ofori. The Ofori who floored Ramakrem Patlele this time. In the previous game, he floored Major Majoro. The return of Ofori, good for him, good for the Ghana national team. I saw he's been included in the preliminary squad of the Black Stars. What did you make of the final, particularly Veli Motwa?
Sometimes it takes a piece of brilliance to settle the match, especially in football. Remember, not so long ago, we were from the Soweto Derby, that when we thought it was headed for a goalless draw, and then, you know, that stunner of a goal from Youssef Mart, who scored from his own half. This time around, I mean, that was something special from Saleng. And remember, Saleng knew exactly what he was doing there. The technique was absolutely perfect because, remember, he fashioned the same free kick against Sundowns in the first leg of their semi-final and it came off the crossbar. But this time around, I mean, Veli Mutwa. And to his credit, remember, I mean, I saw him apologizing to his teammates because for him, also as a goalkeeper, I think he was wrong-footed. He should have, as a goalkeeper, you don't take chances, especially now since you also mentioned Mponchane, back to the goal that Mart scored. It was all about, you know, judging the flight of the ball, I mean, perfectly.
But what happens to doing your homework? I think this is where analysis comes in. He should have done his homework as a goalkeeper to see if or when there are free kicks, this is how they do it. This is my position. This one I'm going to blame Veli Mutwa.
Absolutely, blame it to the blame the goalkeeper, but at the same time, give credit to the kicker himself. The technique Daso Mulubi, I can tell you, even a Casillas wouldn't have stopped that because it was such a tricky ball.
Okay, something interesting happened at Moses Mabhida Stadium. I saw Pirates supporters telling Ofori to go back to his line, go back. It reminded me of a game between Bafana Bafana and Cameroon in Limbe. Kompo Kekana scored a similar goal against Cameroon. Every time he had the ball, the supporters were shouting to their goalkeeper, go back to the Bulls. They did the same thing, the Pirates supporters, to Ofori when he was off his line.
Yeah, you know, that Yusuf Mart wonder goal was a wake-up call to all the keepers in the PSL. And, I mean, how you can't blame the fans to remind the keeper that, you know, anything can happen. And remember, that was a once-off, and the two teams were really thirsty for silverware. And, you know, on the day, like you say, Ofori took his chance and he never let anything slip up like, his competitor, Siyabonga Mponchane. But hey, this thing out tulaba to manage, trekere, yeah.
When he first arrived in the country, this is Jose Rivero, some of us, me included, called him a plumber. Winning the MTN 8, would you say he has silenced his critics?
Absolutely. As a new coach, you know, going for your first shot at silverware and then you come out tops. Really, I mean, to use your language of the plumber, I think he sort of plugged all the leaks and, you know, he came up tops. He won his first silverware. And for me, that's a grand entrance if you are a coach of a bigger team.
One thing that stood out for me, yes, he didn't get man of the match. Miguel team, man of the match. But last line of defense, 1-0, they didn't concede in the final. 3-0, they didn't concede in the semifinal, second leg. 0-0, first leg, they didn't concede. Pirates going all the way to the final and playing the way they played. Is this the revival of Orlando Pirates?
Yes, and you know, such defense really takes us back to the days when Pirates have always had this incredible back line where they'll always concede the least goals. And for any team, remember, like you start at the back. Once you give little away at the back, your midfield, if he's doing the job and your strikers completing the job up front, I mean, that will make any coach happy. And remember, Pirates did it with the challenges. Remember, Innocent Mayela got injured along the way. He missed the final, and then Sibisi also broke down, you know, very in the early stages of the game. And you've just mentioned that it really shows you that, you know, he's holding things up so well at the back. And yeah, like I say, this Pirates defense now, it, you know, evokes those memories of back in the day of the old John Mabizela, the Lucky Lekwatis, who were really hard to bridge.
We spoke briefly of Mart. I saw FIFA last week coming out to say, acknowledging his goal, to say, is this one of for the Puskas? But over this weekend, Lukas Podolski scored a similar goal from an acute angle.
Yeah, you know, the Puskas, they always come up with incredible contenders. And you've just mentioned Tlhompho Keka. And I remember his goal also stood against even some of the best goals coming from women players who would also score from halfway line or, you know, those volleys out of nowhere. But yeah, I think it's really a confidence booster for Mart to be acknowledged by the same people who award the best goals across the world. So let's just cross our fingers that a South African goal will make it. But like you say, hey, the Podolski strike as well, it's equally excellent to deserve some accolade.
Should we say locally it's done and dusted, Mart's goal is goal of the season?
Yeah, for now, I think we haven't seen anything like that. I think since when Tlhompho was still playing, because with Tlhompho he'll score, he'll repeat the same trick. He can score a similar goal again in a different game. So far, I think Mart is leading the way.
Women football, Banyana Bas style, Banyana Bas Sundowns, they're in the semifinals playing against a Tanzanian team. Will they make it? Bakao Besa Watuka.
Bakao Besa Watuka, 3 out of 3 in the group stages, and their road to the semifinals was not easy. And coming up against Simba Queens from Tanzania, remember the men's team Simba, who also did well in the men's version of the Champions League. I think they are more like Sundowns. You know, when you are inspired by your men's side, I think anything is possible, but I think Sundowns will sort of meet their sternest test yet in the competition. ASFAR, one of the outstanding teams in the tournament, I predict a South Africa-Morocco final in the CAF Women's Champions League. Remember the last time in the AFCON, Women's AFCON, it was Banyana Banyana in Morocco. And this time around, I think it really says it all about the standard of African women football in the continent at club level, who's boss. And I won't be surprised if we have a Morocco club versus South Africa club in the final.
Now that the MTN 8 is done and dusted, is Saleng your last man standing?
Saleng o sadisitse pila by being the last man standing and scoring the goal that decided the 8 million winner takes all prize, taking it to Soweto. So Saleng, definitely, I'll give it to him as the last man standing.
And finally, Bafana Bafana, Coach Bruce, naming his team. Saleng is there. Team Miguel is there. Is this the future of South African football?
Yeah, I think Madala is getting his selections right these days, because, remember with Bafana, it has always been about selecting players on merit, informed players. And I think if you really consider that, the two players, Miguel Tim and Munna Pule Saleng, they deserve to be there. After all, we are playing against Mozambique and Angola, and as in his own words, Bruce said, the national team belongs to no one in particular. So he wants to give as many players a chance. And I think so far his selections, he's really, ticking those boxes so well.
Do you want a piece of cheesecake? Should I keep it to myself?
I'll boo you by saying boo.
Well, that's all that we had for you this week. Don't forget that we'll be bringing you all the hits, misses, and predictions from all the sporting fields every week. Simply visit our website, citypress.co.za, for more sporting stories and join the conversation on all our social media platforms. Before I say goodbye, the Proteas choked again. That's it.